Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Well, no baseball in October for this city, and I guess one of the questions that lingers on a lot of our minds is when will that happen again? Will it be 2027? Will it be 2028? Notice how I skipped over last year, or next year rather. Frank Cusimano from KSDK is here. How are you this afternoon? Mo had a little bit of a wrap-up presser today, didn't he?
Yeah, and by the way, that was very smart of you not to mention 2026. No
yeah,
false hope.
Unfortunately. You know what surprised me is that, and just because of perception, that we had a better record last year than this year, right?
We did.
And that's that kind of surprised me, just given the fact that the first half of the season was pretty entertaining.
Yeah, what happened was that two-fifths of your starting rotation was in the tank with Fetty and Pallante, and Michaelis could only pitch at home. And then you had the regression of Walker and Gorman and then some of your key players injured. That looks like a team that should be six games under 500, and they were.
Right.
I thought Mo today, I thought he said a couple of interesting things. One of them was, I never had to rebuild. And now, you know, he says, I don't know what they're going to call it tomorrow because Chaim Bloom is going to do his press conference at 10 a.m., because I don't know what they're going to call it, but I never had to do that. And because of the mistakes and some just unfortunate things and some regression, I think I would not be shocked if Chaim Bloom does say rebuild. I know it seems like it's a dirty word in St. Louis, but when you've had success for a long time, sometimes you do have to rebuild.
Does Mo accept, and look, I'm not a Mo hater, and I appreciate everything he's done, and I like him personally, but does he accept some of the responsibility from the past few seasons, do you think?
Yeah. In fact, he said something like, you know, if you don't try, you're not going to make mistakes. But when you do try, you are going to make some mistakes. And, like, he talked very candidly about the Randy Arozarena deal, where the Cardinals wanted to keep Tyler O'Neill. They thought he was the special player. Well, they thought wrong. So that didn't work out. I just want to say this, too. If somebody tells you right now, Mark, the next president of the Cardinals is going to last 18 years and he's going to have 10 playoff appearances, would you take it?
No. No, because it won't happen, right? I mean, that's not going to repeat itself, unfortunately. But yeah, I'd take it.
Yeah,
I would take it.
Yeah, I would take it in a heartbeat. So the point is, he had a heck of a run. When you have three losing seasons in 18, that's a good run. Unfortunately, two of the last three seasons have been losing seasons.
And the Cincinnati Reds are in the postseason, right?
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine how the Mets feel with that payroll?
That's $340 million, and you don't make that. There's a story for you. And, you know, I think it's a valid point, too, because, look, winning championships, getting to the postseason, you look at the Ravens right now. They're 1-3. People thought they were going to be a Super Bowl team. They might still be. This is tough. It's a tough business. But I just don't know how you get the fans back on board for 2026 and 2027 when you do a rebuild. That is not going to be easy.
That kind of goes into my question. Frank, do you have any sort of idea as to what the messaging is going to be tomorrow, or any sort of this is what it should be, if you don't have an idea, for Chaim Bloom and the ownership's post-2025 press conference?
Well, it's interesting. Ethan, I just did a function with Ozzie Smith, who has spent some time with Chaim Bloom. They've kept Chaim Bloom away from us for most of the year. And he said that Chaim, you know, brought up some things about what he did at Tampa and how it could be similar in terms of, you know, maxing out, having great success by nailing drafts, which they had the last 2 years, going the international route, getting a buy there, and doing it with a smaller budget. You have to remember one thing about the Cardinals is, you know, 6 or 7 years ago, you were drawing $3 million, okay? $3 million. And you had that really incredible TV package where the local TV ratings were as good as any in the country. Now you don't have that, and you have a downtown that some people are a little concerned about. So there's a lot of things working against them, but the guy did win a lot of games in Tampa, which is a far worse situation than we'll ever have in St. Louis.
All right, I want to switch over here real quick. I know, I don't know if you know this. I roll with the Alabama Crimson Tide. That is my team. They had a big win this
weekend. He's breaking up. I can't hear him. He's breaking up.
Shush. But they had a big win this weekend on the road against Georgia. And now you got the Mizzou Tigers 2 weeks away. I know Bama's still got to get through Vanderbilt, but you know the Tigers have the week off. As you start to preview this matchup, what are you seeing? What are going to be some of the keys for the Tigers to try and hold off the Tide?
Can I start, Frank? Can I answer before you do?
Yeah.
Amon Hardy's going to run for 300 yards against you guys because your run defense sucks. Go ahead, Frank. That's my take.
My question to you, Mark, is this. How can you have so many Alabama fans working on your show?
I don't know. It's shameful. It really is. But look, Alabama looked good over the weekend, and that game is going to be looming large. Hopefully, there is a chance we get College Game Day that day, right?
A chance, but the Tide are hosting this week, and it's at 11 o'clock
they
kickoff.
Won't do it. Then
so
they won't do
I don't
it.
Know.
Damn
yeah.
it.
Okay. One quick Amon Hardy thought, and I'm glad, Mark, you went right to it. He's now leading the country in rushing, 730 yards.
Wow.
Mark and Ethan, we did a Sports Plus interview with him last night. He has got to have the biggest arms of any human being on the face of the earth. I thought it was his thighs, which are bigger than most normal people's waist. Everybody, as soon as they see this, he pops up on the Zoom. Everybody's like, oh, my God. And he's like the most humble, nicest guy ever. He is going to run wild against Alabama. There's no doubt in my mind.
Well, again, Mizzou did what they needed to do the other day. I think they sat Prabula for most of the second half, right? And you have the bye week, and I don't know how the rules work where they have some off days or maybe a couple more off days than they would, you know, considering it's a bye week. But man, you got time to focus, get plays ready, and watch a lot of film. And you know, coming off the bye, I'm looking forward to this game. You know, it's a home game in the SEC, but I guess maybe I'm glad in the end that Bama one on Sunday or Saturday, if you know what I mean, because and maybe I hope they beat Vanderbilt because they don't come in as angry. I know that's not really how it works, but
I mean,
that's the psychology.
It would also be, I mean, Mizzou does not have a lot of huge, tough matchups on their schedule. If they are to beat Alabama,
they got to win this one,
what
right?
What Alabama does leading up to it could be make or break for Mizzou down the road here for the playoff.
Cusimano, we'll talk on Friday afternoon. We'll get a preview of the bye week, and we'll talk a little bit more baseball and see where the postseason is. I got to run.
Okay, guys.
All right, take care.
Care.
And Scotty Warman is going to join us at the bottom of the next hour. We'll get with him from Fox Sports Midwest and talk a little Ryder Cup with Dan Reardon as well.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.